at CSUN 2011. This is Michael Loff, and we are at booth 102 at Ambutech. And so not only are we going to talk about canes and tips, but a new product you are launching this year. Let's talk about these new eyeglasses. Why do I want to wear these?
What they do is they provide protection to your upper body against overhanging tree limbs or signs or that kind of thing. So there's been a lot of people over the years who have been trying to develop a product like this, and generally they've been very expensive. So again, we wanted to meet four objectives. One was not to interfere with the vibrations coming up from your cane or the sensations coming from a guide dog. We wanted to make sure that it kept your free hand free. We wanted to make sure it didn't interfere with your hearing. And we wanted to make sure that it was affordable. And I think we've achieved all four of those.
So this is different from some of the other sonar technologies that actually pick up drop-offs and things ahead of you or off to the side. This is particularly upper body?
It's designed for upper body. What it does is it emits a 45-degree cone-shaped beam. So it will pick up objects slightly off to the side, slightly above and below. So it protects basically from the waist up. Yes, it could also be a pole that your cane doesn't pick up because you happen to be tapping on the other side where the pole isn't.
Right. So how much are these eyeglasses?
These eyeglasses retail for $120, which I believe is significantly below any other product out there like it.
What kind of alerts do you get?
The glasses we think that it's fairly good design. You activate the glasses by depressing a button on the right temple, and there's an audible beep when that goes on. And it's 1 to 4 beeps, and that indicates how fully charged the glasses are. The glasses use lithium-ion battery technology, so they have no memory on the batteries. And what it does is, when it picks up an object, it vibrates across the bridge of the glasses, and you can adjust the intensity of the vibration. And the range goes from approximately 3 meters to 0.7 of a meter. And the closer you get to an object, the more closely spaced the vibrations become.
Vibrating so I could help someone who's deafblind.
Yes. We have to thank R&IB. They really spec'd the product and told us what we had to come up with.
Yeah, now what's the battery life? How long will they last?
The battery will last for 10 hours of continuous vibration. So obviously, it'll last a full day because they would never be constantly vibrating for 10 hours.
Right, so is it rechargeable?
Yes, the recharge time is 2.5 hours. It can be from any standard charger in North America. The European version has a European charger. There's also a charger for the United Kingdom. And each charger you can unplug and it can be charged from any USB device.
Okay, and how much notice do you get that your battery is about to fail?
What you get is 10 consecutive beeps when the battery is low. Probably an hour's worth of battery life.
Okay, so that's ample time.
It's designed that you charge it overnight every night because that's why it's lithium-ion, so that there's no memory. So even if the battery was 3/4 charged from the day before, you can fully charge it without affecting the life of the battery.
That's what a lot of people aren't used to, the lithium-ion. They're kind of conditioned to what's called the memory effect and letting the battery go all the way down.
Yes.
And bringing it back when that's really not necessary anymore with modern technology.
Yeah, and we wanted to make sure that no one was stuck out there with their glasses not functioning. So that way you charge it every night and it should function for the entire next day.
So what else are you showing here, your general fare of products here?
Well,
you have canes and tips and holsters and what else do you...
Yeah, Ambutech is famous, I guess, for its aluminum fiberglass and graphite canes, as well as we probably have the biggest variety of tips on the market. The rolling ball tips, the pencil tips, the marshmallow tips. We have a ceramic tip, essentially the same coating as the tiles on the space shuttle. So it's an extremely long wearing tip. One of the products we do have is the Nightwalker tip. It's a tip designed to illuminate at night and to make sure that the blind person is seen by others. So it's a tip that's activated only when it's dark and only when it's in motion. You can leave it on, and as long as it's in the daylight or stationary, it won't function and it won't wear down the battery. I think, we have literally hundreds of products, so your best bet is probably
just
to go
to
our
website.
Yeah,
right?
www.ambutech.com.
Perhaps a better question is, what are some things we should keep in mind when choosing? I know it's hard sometimes sight unseen, and there's different theories about the length of your cane depending upon how fast you walk or how you stride, and Some folks feel it should be longer, and some feel it should be right here at the sternum. And so how do you, what tips do you give people in choosing a cane that's going to be best for them?
We generally ask them to talk to an O&M instructor. We are not orientation and mobility experts. We get a lot of our input from those people. So we tend to say they're the experts, they're the ones who have the training, please contact them. We can give some general advice in, as you say, the sternum or the armpit. I'm going to drag you back to one of the other products. We've come out with an adaptive mobility device, which is used for training people in the use of a long cane. And we also have a tandem bar that's new that you can hook two canes together so an instructor can help their student with the technique.
Oh, learn the proper technique. Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
Those are two other new products that we've launched.
And how much are those?
I would have to...
Okay, no problem there. But... So explain a little bit more about the first product you mentioned there. I'm trying to understand what it does.
AMD?
Yes.
Basically, it's a rectangle. There's a lot of them on the market. A lot of them are homemade. Ours folds down so that it can be transported with relative ease. But what it is, because it's a rectangle, people who may have other disabilities so that they can't get the technique for using a straight cane, what it does is it rolls in front of you and it will pick up dips, it will pick up drop-offs, basically the same as a long cane, but it's for people with multiple disabilities. Some O&Ms are actually recommending it over a white cane because it's a little more bulky, but it does provide more information because it's about 20 inches wide.
And how much does it weigh?
That's a very good question.
I just wonder if they have multiple disabilities, if they had any impairments to their hands itself.
It's intended to roll right on the cement, so you're not lifting it and moving it from side to side.
I know if it would it get caught in anything and cracks in the cement, or is it just...
Well, it's available with two wheels. One is an indoor wheel, which is relatively small, and the other is based on our Rover tip, which is a 3-inch foam wheel. So there's not much that a 3-inch foam wheel will get stuck on.
Again, what's the website?
The website is www.ambutech.com.
AMBUTECH?
That's correct.
Okay, very good. Gordon, thanks for taking a few minutes. And folks, certainly check out these new eyeglasses. What do they call if someone wants to look them up?
You can just type in eyeglasses, and that's small I, capital G, and then LASSES.
Okay, eyeglasses, just I and the word glasses. Very good. Yes. Check it out, folks. At CSUN 2011, this is Michael Loft for Cerro Talk.